HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. All 140 seats in Virginia's legislature are on the ballot on Tuesday. CBS's Stacey Lynn says abortion rights may decide which party ends up with control of the state House and Senate.
Virginia's the last state in the South without significant restrictions on abortion rights. So who wins holds a lot of power. They already have a popular GOP governor. And if Republicans are able to sweep the House and Senate, they plan to pass a ban on abortions after 15 weeks.
Virginia now allows abortion through the first two trimesters of pregnancy. Donald Trump testified for hours Monday at his civil fraud trial. He tried repeatedly to discredit those involved with the case. CBS's Robert Costa says the former president's testimony angered the judge at times.
Trump would also take the conversation and the answers in a winding direction so often that it really sparked the ire of Judge Arthur Engoron. Trump, as a witness, clearly frustrated him to the point where the judge repeatedly said to Trump's legal team, please keep the witness in line. And the Trump lawyers kept saying, look, he's the former president of the United States. He's essentially going to do what he wants.
The Israeli military says it has now divided the Gaza Strip into north and south and continues to tell people in the north to leave, says CBS's Deborah Pata.
Israel has ordered civilians in the north to evacuate, but the journey south can be just as perilous. People so terrified of being caught in the crossfire that everyone, young and old, this man says, walks with their hands in the air in a universal gesture of defenselessness.
Tuesday marks day 117 of the movie and television actor strike, and CBS's Matt Piper says the two sides are still at odds over one major issue.
The studios gave what they called their best and final offer on Friday. Monday morning, the union said it formally responded, adding there's some essential items where both sides are not in agreement, including AI. That has been one of the main sticking points since the start of the talks in June.
In a few hours, something will happen in London that hasn't happened for many decades.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. For the first time since 1951, Britain's Parliament will have its ceremonial opening with a King's speech. Charles III delivering the summary of the government's legislative plans for the first time as Britain's monarch.
Schools in Portland, Oregon remain closed on Monday, the fourth day of a strike by teachers, and they've now been canceled on Tuesday. The teachers want higher pay. They say the district's budget allows for increases, but district officials say their budget doesn't have the money to fund the salary increases the teachers are demanding. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Milwaukee nonprofit has to return $800,000 of COVID relief money after it was found that the money was misused. CRC Employment and Entrepreneurial Services was awarded nearly $3 million in total. Some of that money was spent on an over $2,000 bowling party and paychecks to founder Cynthia Brown and her family. The organization also paid nearly $7,000 to State Senator Lena Taylor for work she did as an attorney. Taylor denies ever receiving any money. The group has 45 days to return the money. Republicans will have a top-tier candidate for U.S. Senate in a month or two. That's according to Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming. He says that Tammy Baldwin is not guaranteed re-election. Democratic Party Chairman Ben Wickler says he expects that Republican to be Madison businessman Eric Hovde. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers owner not happy with Craig Counsell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Craig Counsell deciding to accept an offer to become the manager of the Chicago Cubs, paying Counsell $8 million a year, making him the highest paid manager in baseball history. Now, Brewers owner Mark Antanasio let reporters know he was disappointed, saying, quote, Craig has lost us and our community. The next time Craig Counsell will be in AmFam Field is next May when the Cubs come to town to play the Brewers. NBA, the Bucks picked up a win in Brooklyn, beating the Nets 129. 109-125. Giannis Antetokounmpo leading Milwaukee with 36 points and 12 rebounds. Men's college basketball, the Badgers beating Arkansas State 105-76 at the Kohl Center. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
I think defensively we got better at the start of the second half. It's not helpful when you got your more experienced guys on the bench in foul trouble, but I thought our guys off the bench gave us a great boost. We've thought that depth would help us, and here we are in game one, and it already showed.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and into Tuesday. The overnight low, 37 degrees. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. That breeze becomes more southeast. Tuesday afternoon will climb to 47. Rain likely Tuesday night. It's 42 at our studios.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are advocating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. All 140 seats in the Virginia House and Senate are on the ballot Tuesday. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says Republicans are hoping to win control of both chambers of the legislature.
It's coming down, as these things always do, to a handful of super contested districts where tens of millions of dollars are being spent for a single legislative seat.
Protests against the Israeli invasion of Gaza are spreading in the Middle East, says CBS's Deborah Pata.
There is growing anger against the United States here in Ramallah in the West Bank, with crowds chanting, "Blinken, you've got blood on your hands."
Tuesday marks the 117th day of the actor strike. This actress on the picket line says she's holding firm.
They're scaring you that this is the last, best, and final. You're nobody without us. Gotta remember that. Actors are important.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and into Tuesday. The overnight low 37 degrees. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. That breeze becomes more southeast. Tuesday afternoon will climb to 47. Rain likely Tuesday night. It's 42 at our studios.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
AdoptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the big Monday edition. Trump stands trial. Trump on the witness stand in New York City. That makes it a happier, happy hour as far as I'm concerned. And my understanding, the reporting says it went off the rails very rapidly. The testimony of the former president, the New York fraud
Donald
trial.
Trump being Donald Trump.
Dom, I'm going to read some of the coverage from the Washington Post. Let's keep it respectful here. Respectable. Let's keep the Post. Donald Trump's many legal problems led to a historic scene Monday. A former president testifying under oath in his own civil fraud trial in New York. New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing Trump and others, including his two adult sons, seeking $250 million. The judge in the case has already found Trump committed fraud by intentionally overvaluing his assets to secure more favorable financial terms. The judge has also moved to cancel Trump's business certificates in the state. That makes it hard to do business in New York State, Tom. The trial is to determine an additional actions the judge may take and what penalties Trump and the others could face. It comes on top of other lawsuits. Yeah, there are a few lawsuits the man is facing, as well as four criminal indictments, two in federal court, one in New York, and one in Georgia. And Dom, here are a couple of the takeaways. Trump's wild testimony is not really about this trial. So the going off the rails, that's what, for the court of public opinion?
Maybe showboating.
Dominic, shortly after he took the stand, the former president made it clear that his performance was less about appealing to the judge who will decide his fate and more about politics, future court cases, and potentially an appeal. You think there'll be an appeal? Of course.
Of course.
He's already said, I want a jury trial. Then why didn't you ask for a jury trial? A little bit more here. Trump began by delivering a series of broadsides against both the court and the prosecution. I'm sure the judge will rule against me because he always rules against me. He said of the New York Supreme Court judge, Arthur Engoron, who previously found Trump liable for fraud and has fined Trump twice for attacking his law clerk. Trump told the judge he knew nothing about me before referring to James. You believe this political hack back there? Trump ridiculed the prosecution's case against him as being part of the purported weaponization of the government and the courts, and he reportedly tried to invoke defenses the judge had already decided weren't valid, including the worthless clause defense. Well, that sounds a lot like his presidency. He called the trial very unfair and a crazy trial. He was repeatedly admonished for delivering political talking points rather than answering the questions. And early on, the judge implored Trump's lawyers to control their client and even threatened to take action if Trump didn't play by the rules. Sounds like trying to talk to CJ on the phone, right, Dom? He at one point indicated he might just excuse Trump as a witness and draw every negative inference that I can from the testimony. The idea being he would assume Trump isn't really defending himself because he can't. Indeed, Trump seemed to be effectively throwing in the towel on mounting a real defense of himself and instead attempting to turn the focus of the proceedings on others. Trump's campaign at one point highlighted an out-of-context quote from Engoron, in which Engoron said he wasn't there to hear what Trump had to say. One way to read that is that Trump really thinks such proceedings are stacked against him. Another is that he recognizes he doesn't really have any great defenses in this and perhaps the other cases.
Yeah.
And he's going to revert to a strategy of making life hell for those scrutinizing him and continue to build a sense of persecution in his base. Engeron said, this is not a political rally, at one point admonishing Trump, but to Trump, all these cases are. They're all political rallies for him, Don.
All witch hunts. Trump was under oath. Trump under oath was just Trump. Yeah, no changing there. Yet again, putting Trump under oath was no match for his propensity for hyperbole and falsehoods. He continued to claim his Mar-a-Lago property was worth more, was worth between $1 and $1.5 billion. Experts find that claim highly dubious, and the county values it in the tens of millions.
Like James 18 office, million, right? Not 1.5 billion.
He has also produced evidence calling into question Trump's claim that the property is worth so much because it can be treated as a large, unrestricted residential plot of land that could be valued on a per-acre basis and sold off in that fashion. Trump also accused Engeron of valuing property at just $18 million. In fact, he merely cited an appraisal mentioning that amount. Trump repeatedly claimed that his properties were actually undervalued. Oh. The overall value is billions of dollars more than this in these statements. So whatever the bank gets them, the bank is seeing a conservative statement. Even the high estimates of Trump's net worth are in the single-digit billions, meaning Trump was trying to inflate his wealth significantly at a trial that was about his fraudulent inflation of his wealth. Trump tried to claim that there was effectively no victim here. Quote, there was no loss of money. The banks made a lot of money, and everyone's trying to figure out why you're doing it, unquote.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. All 140 seats in the Virginia House and Senate are on the ballot Tuesday. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says Republicans are hoping to win control of both chambers of the legislature.
It's coming down, as these things always do, to a handful of super contested districts where tens of millions of dollars are being spent for a single legislative seat.
Protests against the Israeli invasion of Gaza are spreading in the Middle East, says CBS's Deborah Patta.
There is growing anger against the United States here in Ramallah in the West Bank, with crowds chanting, Blinken, you've got blood on your hands.
Tuesday marks the 117th day of the actor strike. This actress on the picket line says she's holding firm.
They're scaring you that this is the last, best, and final. You're nobody without us. Got to remember that. Actors are important.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Universities of Wisconsin is out with a $32 million workforce development plan. It's the system's attempt to recover money Republicans cut from state universities in the state budget. The budget lets the universities recover the money if it's spent on workforce development and not diversity efforts. Republicans are also holding up pay raises for faculty and staff until Wisconsin universities cut diversity spending. State lawmakers considering spending taxpayer money on American Family Field have some more to think about after taking a tour of the Brewers Stadium. The bill that passed the assembly would spend more than $500 million in public money. But for now, there aren't enough votes to pass the Senate. Governor Evers says he would sign a bill if it were to pass in the legislature. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight and into Tuesday. The overnight low, 37 degrees. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. That breeze becomes more southeast. Tuesday afternoon, we'll climb to 47. Rain likely Tuesday night. Right now, it's 40.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high,
this is 93.5 The Tap.
AdoptUSKids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in...
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Hey, Joe. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Election Eve, Dom. Tomorrow, 1 year and a wake up till the next elective cycle. But tomorrow we got lots of fine guests on the show. They include Joe Zepecki. He's a Dem strategist, friend of ours from Zepecki Communications. The Democratic Party chairman of the great state of Wisconsin going to join me and you, Dom. You're coming to the Madison studios tomorrow, as is Ben Wickler, as is Joe Zepecki, as is our pal Darcy Haber. So it's going to be a party up in here 1 year till the election, Dom. We'll have fun. We'll tell it like it is, as only you and I can. And we'll take your calls as well, 844-967-2789. Thank you, Mike Clemens, our sports reporter. Hopefully he catches that Badger game tonight. I have good and high expectations for the Badger season.
Wow, Crudy.
Wait.
Which Badger?
Badger basketball.
Because if I recall on Friday, you were throwing out a lock of the week with Wisconsin playing that, low-ranked Indiana.
Did I say that?
Yeah. Come on, man.
I think I guaranteed an ass-kicking. I just didn't know it was going to be Indiana whooping us. That was sad. That was a sad performance. And I got to tell you, keep this up. We're going to fire another head coach.
For $8 million a year, Bernie Brewer would probably leave to go to the Cubs.
Yes. And I've got an opinion, Dom, that's going to make me about as popular as Craig Counsell right now. David Axelrod, we met him in Madison, at least got in close proximity to him back when Barack Obama was running for re-election. Day before the election, they did Bascom Hill, 30,000 people. It was a great event. And Axelrod still had the mustache back then and seemed like he knew what was coming, which was a little bit of a roll tide kind of an election. But now David Axelrod is suggesting Joe Biden should drop out of the 2024 presidential race. This is not some Fox News pundit. This isn't not Hannity saying it. It's David Axelrod, Dom. Former President Obama, senior advisor David Axelrod, yesterday suggested President Biden drop out of the 2024 presidential race in wake of new polling showing the incumbent trailing former President Trump. And that polling we talked about to start this show, Dom. Swing state polling, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan. He's trailing Trump in Pennsylvania and has only a modest, talking about Joe Biden, only a modest lead here in the state of Wisconsin, trailing in four swing states and barely ahead within the margin of error in the state of Wisconsin.
In a poll that wildly oversampled Republicans, in a poll that claimed 22% of black voters were going to go for Donald Trump, and what? Even the New York Times admits only 12% have ever voted for Republicans in history. So, yeah, I think... take it for what it's worth.
Well, that's the sort of a surety that got Trump elected the first time through, if I recall, Dom. But pointing to the New York Times and Siena College poll published Sunday, Axelrod wrote on the Twitter, "It's very late to change horses. A lot will happen in the next year, and no one can predict. And Biden's team says his resolve to run is firm. But here comes the but, Dom. Arguing Biden is justly proud of his accomplishments, Axelrod said Biden's poll numbers will send tremors of doubt throughout the Democratic Party. Not bedwetting, but legitimate concerns, Axelrod wrote. Trump is a dangerous, unhinged demagogue whose brazen disdain for the rules, norms, laws, and institutions of our democracy should be disqualifying. Axelrod wrote in a separate post. But the stakes of miscalculation here are too dramatic to ignore. Only Joe Biden can make this decision. If he continues to run, he will be the nominee of the Democratic Party. What he needs to decide is whether that is wise, whether it's in his, all caps, best interest or the country's. I think he's implying he thinks, Joe thinks it's in his best interest, perhaps not the country. That's what David Axelrod put on the Twitter post yesterday, Dom. Just stirring the pot? Talk radio fodder or real concern here?
Well, again, he's basing it on a poll that I think some folks have some qualms with. But, you know, it was a close race last time. It could be close again. I don't think there's any surprise to that. And I don't know that he's necessarily bringing anything new to the table that we don't already know. Joe Biden's old. Trump's old. Joe Biden's older. You know, you got to deal with that. So, lack and what happens, you know, between now and then, of course, both of these candidates on the tail end of the actuarial tables, we're talking another year out. And one of them, Trump, obviously facing all sorts of legal challenges as well. So, what? At this point in time, when you start primarying people, does he go and endorse somebody else? While I get what he's saying, and he's got some juice from his Obama days, I don't know if he's saying anything new or if I would rely on the polls that he's referencing.
Okay, let's set aside your skepticism of the polls. Here is what the polls contain in part. The poll found 71% of registered voters say they agree to some degree that Biden is just too old to be an effective president. 39% said the same about Trump. That's quite a difference. 71 to 39. Asked if Biden has the mental sharpness to be an effective president, 62% of participants said no, while 35% agreed with the statement. Meanwhile, 52% of participants believe Trump does have the mental sharpness to be an effective president, while 44% says he does not. They are definitely holding evidence against Joe Biden and apparently totally ignoring the evidence, the human evidence, the speaking evidence. They don't hold it against Donald Trump in the same way because they don't care. They just blindly trust this guy. And we have conscience. We reasonable human beings out here that think, God, Trump is terrible. But is Joe Biden the best vessel to carry us forward? I mean, thank God he won the first time. Does he have it in him again? And what if Trump is not the winner of the primary? As you keep saying, Dom, when I look at the polling, this swing state polling that has got Axelrod so concerned, and perhaps me as well, the only one that Biden does do well against is Trump. He trails DeSantis and he gets crushed by Nikki Haley. Same polling, including Wisconsin in the state.
Well, and again, these same polling.
He trails Haley by 14, dude.
Again, nwprogressive.org. They can go into the crosstabs of these polls. You can see the detail. The crosstabs, according to them, show that 75% of the respondents identify as very conservative, somewhat conservative, or moderate. Only 20%, 10% of very liberal, 10% of somewhat liberal. This was massively, massively oversampled of Republicans. And again, 4/5 of the total sample said they consider themselves something other than liberal. Again, 22% of Black voters going to vote, and according to this poll, are going to vote for Trump.
22% of Black voters don't have to vote for Trump. They just have to stay home.
For Trump in 2020, 6% in 2016. A Republican presidential candidate has not won more than 12% of the Black vote in nearly a half a century. That's right from the New York Times' own reporting. So, again, yes, we have to overcome voter apathy. All those things are there. I just don't know if this poll is the justification for the angst that perhaps you and certainly Axelrod seem to be.
Have you looked at the 538? Nate Silver. I trust that guy. Nate Silver really just does a compilation of other people's pollings. Look at the polling there. Look at the polling averages. It's not one isolated poll. It's not one swing state poll. Biden is trailing Trump consistently in a lot of different polling. That's troubling to me. It's a year out. Lots can change. But Biden also has a record, and Biden's being blamed for the economy, fairly or not. Biden also has a record now. Let's hear from the audience. 844-967-2789. Some patient people like Annie from Watertown. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Annie.
I don't know. That Axelrod stuff is disappointing. Maybe you just want some air time, get a new job or earn some money. What I was thinking of was Mark Pocan a few years ago, was talking about how consistently the Progressive Caucus would put out their budget, and their budget would be like perfect, you know, so many ways, and it never got airplay, which is exactly, Kamala Harris doesn't do anything. Apparently she's sitting back, you know, tossing down margaritas somewhere or anything like that, because
Dollaritas.
She doesn't get the coverage. She doesn't get the coverage, just like they don't cover what the Progressive Caucus was putting out, you know, no coverage. That's where you guys come in.
I would disagree. I don't think they are deploying the vice president consistently. If they were, we'd see her more frequently here in the upper Midwest, in the Rust Belt, in Wisconsin, in Chicago, in Milwaukee, in Madison, in outstate parts of the state. Just being here, campaigning. The campaign is on right now, sister. I mean, we're a year from the election. I want to see her every month. I want to see Kamala 12 times in Wisconsin this year. That's what I want. That will matter.
But talking about people saying that she hadn't done anything, that the Black community hasn't seen, you know, anything worse in her. I mean, I think, I don't know, I just don't feel that it has been representative of what she has contributed.
Annie, I don't doubt that you and I are both supportive of our Vice President Kamala Harris. I think she's a tremendously dynamic human being. When I met her, I was more than impressed. But the perception and the reporting of CNN, and I believe John King's reporting, when they go tap groups like Block, Black Leaders Organizing Communities, Angela Lange's group in Milwaukee, that's the sentiment being expressed on the streets to them. Not the reporters, but the actual people doing the door knocking. They say it's a really tough knock right now. People are not having it. And I think there's time to change that perspective. But if Angela Lange, if the Black Leaders Organizing Community, if they can't have a positive sentiment, well, that leads me to believe this is really happening on the streets, especially in Milwaukee.
844-967-2789. Back in September, Harris launched a swing state college tour to mobilize young Americans. In September. It's supposed to last from September through October. So that's what she did apparently for the last month. 844-967-2789.
I think Ben Shapiro on campus tonight here in Madison, Dom. Conservative firebrand Ben Shapiro. He'll be firing the kids up. I bet there'll be stories to tell tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure Young America's Foundation is part of that somehow. Scott Walker's organization.
Yes.
Gary from Sussex, you're up. Welcome, Gary. What do you got for us?
Hey, Gary.
Well, this is what I think is going on. With people like Kalev, the congressman from, I think it's Michigan or something like that.
Who?
She said.
Oh, Rashida Tlaib. Kalev. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, from Michigan. She said that she is so pissed at Biden because he's supporting the Israelis, which is good because 85% of the people in America do. Okay. If he doesn't change his opinion on Israel and everything like that, you're going to lose a lot of these people, these Muslim people that are in the swing states. And I think that's going to be a problem for Biden. Okay.
And do you think, Gary, they're going to vote for Trump, or you think they're going to stay home?
They're going to stay home. They'll never vote for Trump, you know, but they'll just stay home and Trump will win because it's not a vote for Biden. The other thing is that people love, they absolutely love Trump. And the fact is, the other side hates Trump, and what they're doing is their candidate, they're not voting because they love Biden. They're voting because they hate Trump, and you're never going to win that way. Never.
I think you're wrong.
Again?
I think literally Biden just won the last one for that very reason. And Gary, here's the little secret, and I'm sure a lot of folks feel this way, and we'll see what happens. You know, a lot can happen in the next year. But whoever the Dem is getting my vote. I think there's a lot of folks that believe that and think that. If it's weakened at Bernie's, Biden, if it's weakened at Bernie's, Biden's, I'm still voting for the man. Folks, for the Devil's Advocates, one more segment. Your calls, 844-967-2789.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap.
Oh, Gary!
Call me if you don't come at all.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
It never paid to be merciful. Call me if you don't come at all.
And we are back for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. Time flies when you're having fun, but stick around. Maggie Dawn Show coming up next. You can join us right now, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we've got some chatter on the text line. One texter questions, is Gary high? Only Gary can answer that. Here's another one, very similar but different texter. Should I smoke cigarettes or weed? Well, weed, of course. More. Why don't you talk up the Badgers women's hockey?
Women, yeah.
They're number one in the nation. The men's team sucks by comparison. You take that back. The number 5 rated Badgers swept Michigan this weekend. Suck it, Blue. Beat the number 4 ranked team twice. Swept the number 1 team in the nation last weekend. I would say your Wisconsin Badgers could be number 1 in both men's and women's hockey.
Woo,
and if you want to hear the games, WFHR 1320 AM, but also streaming on the Civic Media app, the Badger basketball team, men's basketball, tips off 7 o'clock tonight. That game will stream there and air on 1320 AM. So we are your Badger station. Axelrod is no longer working for a candidate. He's working as a media pundit. He and the rest of the media need want a horse race. Axelrod just wants a hot take.
Well, and I think that's some of the criticism that I've been reading. How are the news, quote unquote, you know, the traditional outlets handling all this? And I would say, you know, based on what 2016 was, and you know, hell, Trump, they'd show an empty podium waiting for Trump. Oh, you know, it was awful. Looking back on it, it was terrible. And I'm not clear that it's getting a whole lot better.
Here's another one. 538 says Hillary was a shoe-in. So did David Plouffe right on our show. 100% chance.
100%. That's right. 100% guaranteed.
Why was it that the polling was not accurate, not here in Wisconsin, not anywhere, capturing the true essence of the MAGA faithful, the Trump supportive? Because Republicans and conservative voters were underrepresented in the polls because they lied to the pollsters. And now you're telling me they're being overrepresented. So you keep telling yourself that, but I think it's going to be a hell of a close race.
Hey, listen, man, listen, it's not me saying it. They publish. You can look at it. You can verify it for yourself, man. Look at the crosstabs. I'm just reporting what someone else says, and I know how these things kind of work.
I know. You've done it multiple times. I heard you the first two times.
But this is what I'm saying. I mean, you say it to...
You're quick to discount the outcome of the New York Times Siena College poll, but when we look at historically... The polls have underreported the support for Donald Trump. So again, tell me how it's all oversampling Republicans. What,
so you're trying to account for that by undersampling liberals?
That's not what I said. How many people? How many people in this world declare themselves liberal? I mean, seriously, maybe in our audience a good percentage, but in the whole world, in the whole United States. You think more than 20-something percent call themselves liberals? Moderate,
what would you call yourself?
Well, they might call themselves a Democrat, but there are a lot of people that shy from the term liberal. It's been villainized by the right. They don't like the term liberal. It's like calling someone a maggot. They don't like that either, do they, Dom? A little bit more here. Gary.
It is absolutely not the same thing, but please continue. We got some callers holding.
A few... Terrible. Profanities being targeted towards Gary. And I'd say to any Muslim in the USA who doesn't vote for Biden, they should pack their bags for when Trump deports them as inherent terrorists. Whew. 844-967-2789. Tomorrow, 1 year to the election, we got Ben Wickler, Joe Sapecki, our friend Darcy Haber, and your calls, but more of your calls right now. Let's get to Cindy from Appleton. Welcome, Cindy. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I have four words in response to Axelrod. I feel the burn.
And what does that mean? Because Bernie threatened to primary Axelrod's boy in 2012, and that's perhaps why there was some animus remaining. And it seemed to me an awful lot like Obama tipped the scales towards Joe Biden. But what do you mean, Cindy?
I mean, bring Bernie on the ticket. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat.
You and I
and
both,
I think,
sister.
A lot of other people would as well. Yep.
I saw in the text line something to the effect, I would vote for a wet paper bag before I'd vote Republican, something of that sort. I paraphrase. Yes. A few more callers. Let's keep getting them. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, kids. How are you?
Are you calling to talk trash about that Badger game, man?
No. I'm not a sports fan. I'm a Cubs fan. I was calling
that one
about
hurts
your
too,
caller.
Man.
I was calling about your caller that said people will vote for Trump because they love him. Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon. And that's one of the very few persons in the world I hate.
Don't worry, Hoosier Bob. I think there's very little chance they're going to exhume Tricky Dick and put him out there as the Democratic candidate for 2024. I think you're okay. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico? The effervescent Rico.
What's up, Rico?
Hey, he's got this. Hey, I'm only going to take one thing away from this poll that came out. Here in Wisconsin, Civic Media, Devil's Advocate's greatest radio show. You guys rock. You're just offering the only product, I guess, out there that's rehabbing these guys off this Kool-Aid drip. They've been on way too long when it comes to AM radio. But
the only swing state in the nation that's currently in the blue column. You're welcome, Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Let's end the show on a strong point like that.
Right, man.
One guy that likes us. It does rarely happen, but we appreciate you all listening. Thank you to our sports reporter, Mike Clemens, for joining us today and breaking my heart over the Craig Council news. We look forward to tomorrow, 1 year to the election. Joe Zepecki, Ben Wickler, Darcy Haber, and Dom in the Solidarity Realty Studios right here in Madison. And you're going to want to play along as well. Now, stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Paul Revere Show with Wisconsin Elections Commissioner, friend of ours, Mark Thompson. Keep it locked all night long, day, night. And for Badger games, of course, right here, Civic Media. Don't forget, get the app.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your hometown radio, refreshed. This is the Civic Media radio network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5.
You're listening to 93.5.
WHD2, 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 WHD2,